Right now?
Yeah.
Okay. My name is Cindy Sands.
Coming in. Oh, I forgot what we were talking about last time. We were talking about craft dining art, how to preserve it, how you would feel like what can be done to preserve it. What do you think the community can do to maintain and preserve it?
I don't know. If they get, I suppose, in more people interested in teaching it, I don't know. I suppose if it don't start in the family, I don't know if you'll be able to keep going.
What about programs? What do you feel that? What about setting up programs?
Programs are a good idea if you get the people that really want to teach it, I suppose, and really are into it. If you don't have the patience to do it, I don't think you'll be able to have the patience to teach it, I suppose. I don't know.
How do you feel that the future generations can benefit by the beadwork? What do you think?
They'll learn about their culture through it, I suppose. And just hopefully it doesn't die out completely, I suppose. I don't know. Because I don't know what would ever happen to this stuff after, if nobody ever does it. Mm-hmm. What will ever become of it? If it'll just be tossed out or what?
I was going to ask you, do you teach your daughter to do beadwork?
I showed her how and stuff. I can't really. I have to show her backwards because she's left-handed, and it makes it a little bit harder. She tries it. Like if I get it started for her, she'll do it. It takes a long time, and she doesn't quite have the patience to sit there yet. Like maybe because I started when I was 16 or 17, it just came easy, I suppose, just to sit there. But right now she's wants to go out and play and just wants to be a kid right now, I guess.
Do you feel that the craft work has a lot to say about the person that's doing it? Do you feel it?
Like this or that? I suppose. I don't like to use real hard colors, I don't think. It's usually more brighter stuff I use. I don't know.
Betsy, I think I've asked basically all the questions on here that she could relate to the work that she's doing here. The outfits that you make, are they your own design, or is it something that you design, like, or you see, like, something like was taught to you?
Let's see. Her cloth dresses, I made them so they'd be light because it was real hot for her. I used the like color ribbon that I sewn on her dresses, usually the same color as her beadwork. She has a beaver yoke that she wears with them. I made, I think, just two leather dresses, one for myself and one for her, and Lena White was the one that showed me how to make them. She showed me how to make my own, but then I went ahead and made my daughter, so.
Was there a pattern that was?
No, not really. More like a, you just measured like a t-shirt top.
Is that right?
Yeah, it wasn't. No, like, no simplicity type thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Because I know that a lot of people, even if they're making the doskin dresses, mm-hmm. they always make a pattern. And I don't know why, because usually when you're doing a doskin dress, you don't cut off the fringe that's hanging, you leave it hanging that way. Like if it's really long, then you clip it off to even it out a bit, but you don't take it off because it's natural.
I don't know why.
I just looked up a bit. And can I pick you up now?
Hers is low. Maybe we should just leave it on that too.
I want you to tell me your name, your age. Yeah.
My name is Layla Sires, and my age is 11 years old.
Okay, can you check and see that? I want you to repeat your name and your age and what grade you're going to go into school next year, okay? Can you tell me that?
My name is Layla Sachs. My age is 11, and I'm going to go in grade 7.
I understand that your mom does your beadwork for your outfits. How do you feel knowing that your mom does that work for you? Can you tell me how you feel inside about it?
I feel grateful, wonderful, great.
So when you dance at the Apollo, do you dance for your mother when you go and dance? Can you tell me how you feel at Apollo when you know that your mom's done the beadwork on your outfit?
I feel like I'm dancing for her, for my grandparents, mm-hmm. for my elders, for myself.
Because you are you're living on the reserve, it's a lot easier for you to dance, right? To go to a powwow and dance. When you go away from the reserve, do you find that you have a harder time dancing?
No.
No? Mm-hmm. So, are you going to, when you get older, are you going to teach your children how to dance or how to do beadwork?
Yeah.
Yeah? You like beadwork? Do you do beadwork?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Did we get her age on that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think maybe we'll finish. So I just wanted you to let me know and let your mother know how much you care about her work. And hear your voice on there.